Leslie Founders is a community of NYU students committed to launching and scaling ventures while at NYU. Members enjoy exclusive perks, including this day's panel with Kenneth Auchenberg. Kenneth is a partner at Alicorp, a New York-based early-stage venture capital firm, where he focuses on AI, developer tools, and infrastructure. Before venture, Kenneth spent 2 decades building products and leading many engineering teams. But this conversation was not about AI hype. It was really about what AI actually changes for founders. AI did not kill entrepreneurship, it compressed it. Early in the discussion, a founder said something that angered everything. The cost of code is collapsing, but the job of entrepreneurship is unchanged. Startups are still about solving real problems for real customers, but what changed is the timeline and the world. What used to take 6 to 9 months can now happen in weeks. In the pre-AI model, you'd raise a pre-seed, hire a team, disappear, and then ship an MVP months and months later. Today, it just takes 1 or 2 builders with the right tooling, and they can move at a pace that would have seemed unrealistic just a few years ago. The bottleneck is no longer writing software. The bottleneck is judgment. Feedback loops are actually the advantage. Kenneth emphasized iteration speed. The goal is no longer ship when it's perfect, it's ship, learn, ship again. Talk to a customer and push an improvement within 24 hours. I know that sounds extreme, until you realize how quickly teams can prototype and deploy these days. In a fast market, shipping 2 weeks earlier often matters more than shipping slightly better. No one remembers your first version. What compounds is learning velocity. And the engineer is becoming an orchestrator. Engineering is shifting from pure implementation to system design and agent orchestration. Instead of writing every line, you're prompting, evaluating outputs, and exercising taste. This creates tension for junior talent. If you don't know what good code looks like, AI can make you wrong faster. Senior builders are winning because they recognize quality. Enterprise reality still wins. The loudest AI conversations happen online. The largest budgets, though, do not. Most enterprise buyers really care about sustainability, compliance, and painful recurring problems. They're not chasing every new tool. So if you're building infrastructure, accept that you are building an enterprise business. Developers experiment, but enterprises pay. Defensibility is moving up the stack. When software becomes cheap, feature moat weakens. A motivated competitor can reach 80% parity very quickly. So what really does become defensible? Distribution, brand, and point of view. In a world of infinite software, people choose products with taste and conviction. Opinionated workflows and identity can matter more than raw functionality. From services to software, again. AI is turning parts of services back into software, unlocking vertical markets where work is repetitive but structured. The real asset is not just automation, it's the reasoning trace, the decision and paths taken to produce outcomes. The data compounds. Fundraising follows cost structure. If you only need 1 or 2 engineers and model inference spend, early capital allocation really does shift. It's less about raise to hire engineers and more about raise to win distribution. Capital still matters, especially for training models or unique datasets, but lean teams can reach product market fit faster than ever. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that AI is not replacing entrepreneurship. It is really just increasing the premium on what cannot be automated. Customer understanding, judgment, taste, trust, and distribution. Code is abundant, but conviction and speed are scarce. So if you're building now, the new path to seniority will be mastering system architecture and developing judgment to evaluate agent outputs, not just writing code. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy.